Hi, I'm Talia.
And I'm Helen, and welcome to another episode of Dose of Pharma.
Today, we are joined by Jessie, who is a senior research and development scientist. We'll be discussing the research and development process, project management, and we'll be exploring career development within the sector. To begin, Jessie, would you mind just telling us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, yeah, sure. Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me to be part of your podcast today. So as mentioned, I am a senior research and development scientist at Dulux Group, and I have been with the company for about 6 years now. It's been an amazing working for such an amazing company. And I'm looking forward to, share all of my tips and tricks or any sort of knowledge I know that would be useful for you guys for your career development. First of all, to get started with, are you able to give us a little bit of explanation of the research and development process for all the products and what we usually do to implement a new product? Yeah, sure. So the research and development process at Dulux Group, and I guess also for other formulation companies as well, involves like several key stages. So we usually start with the idea generation. So the process begins with brainstorming and ideation, and then we identify the market needs, the trend, the customer preferences, to generate like innovative or new ideas. And then it goes to the second stage where we look at the concept development. So once a promising idea is selected, it will be developed into a concept. And this will also include outlining the product features, the benefits, or, the potential market positioning. And then we go into the market research stage where we have to validate that concept. And then we go to the feasibility assessment. So there are a lot of stages. So we go to the feasibility assessment to make sure that can we actually make the product or not, technical and financially, can we do it or not? And this will actually help determine if the product can be produced at a reasonable cost while meeting the quality standards and, meeting the customer needs. And then we have to prototype it and then test it and making sure that it is meeting all the regulatory compliance. And then we go to the scale up, the production planning, and then we go to the market launch. And then when you think that, oh, after you launch the product, it is done. Oh, good. You can pass on, move on to the new project. But that's when you also have to evaluate the post-launch situation. Are we having any problem in the market? How can we continue improving the products? And that's why you say not only for the Dulux products, but you also see any sort of products out there, they always have like the next generation. Just think of it as like, your iPhone or your Samsung, like the number of like upgraded version we have is like literally unlimited. Like it just keep coming. So it is the same case for making a new product coming out from Dulux Group as well. Yeah.
It sounds like a very interesting but lengthy process, but I'm sure as we've kind of read about it, Dulux produces some incredible products and results ultimately, which is great. So you've told us a little bit about what it actually takes to bring this process to life, but who are some of the key stakeholders who are actually involved in this process?
Yeah, sure. So there are a lot of key stakeholders involved in the process. And at Dulux Group, we have something called Values and Behavioral Workshop, where for any new starters, we usually show them the circle of all the key stakeholders. So we go from R&D to manufacturing, to marketing, to sales, to supply chain, to salespeople, like a finance team, HR, procurement, like every single person, play a critical role to deliver the product to the market. So I cannot really say who's more important than who, because I think every single person play an important role, bringing in their knowledge and help us to deliver a product to the market. Yeah.
And with regards to project management in general, we saw that the concrete and paving was such a big success in the product launch, and it's undoubtedly was an incredible achievement. What was one of the most memorable experiences that you've got from this project?
Mm-hmm.
It is very hard to pick just one. So, you know, I would say the Dulux concrete and paving was truly a testament to the collective effort of the whole project team, not just my effort, you know, it's everyone that was involved. Maybe I get a few. Yeah.
Is there, you know, like a couple of memorable experiences?
Yeah.
You can, of course, like share.
Yeah, sure. So I say, firstly, is when I witnessed the product being manufactured in the factory. Seeing it fill into the commercialized cans, it was like, oh my goodness, it's finally happening. Something that you've been working in the lab is finally coming to real life. And then seeing it in the stores, like, you know, in the Bunnings stores, in like the Dulux Trade Center, it was just an indescribable feelings. It is a moment of like immense pride and accomplishment to see something that you work so hard for, you know, as a whole project team coming to life, and that it would be accessible for our customers. The second memorable experience was I really enjoyed the opportunity to articulate the concept of the new product range to our teams and also our customers. So I was very honored to travel across Australia states and also to New Zealand to conduct all the training about a new product range to our project team. It was literally a fantastic experience to interact with different audiences and share the vision with them. And lastly, a standout moment when our whole project team was honored with the Dulux Jeff Spalwood Innovation Award. It is a very, very privileged like award, and this recognition basically highlighted the dedication and, you know, the innovative spirit of our whole team, our whole project team, and make it really, really, truly unforgettable. So, yeah, so sorry, I couldn't just give you guys just one of them, but it's hard because the project was going on for 5 years and I joined the project. I worked on it for about 2.5 years. Picking one is just so hard to do.
It's good to hear, though, that there were so many memorable experiences, though, altogether, and that even though it is like a serious project you're working on, you're still exploring new things and having a good time whilst doing it.
Yeah.
So I think for those aspiring formulation scientists and for the for students who aspire to work in this field, it's really nice to hear that you enjoy what you do. And I think that's the most important thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
And also congratulations on your team for, you know, winning that award. That's an incredible achievement.
Thank you. I'm sure,
yeah, it's so well-deserved from what Helen and I have been hearing from you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, in regards to your journey with the Dulux graduate program, which we're under the impression that you were involved in. So I was just wondering if you could share some of the key milestones from your journey with the Dulux graduate program, specifically those that you think were instrumental in shaping your career pathway.
Yeah, sure. It's good that you guys actually did a bit of research about our Dulux graduate program. So I joined the Dulux graduate program in 2018, and it was an instrumental in shaping my career. And I attribute much of its impact to the connections and also the relationship that I have to this day. So some of the key milestones I would say was the onboarding orientation. So the program's initial onboarding and orientation allowed me to connect with my fellow graduates from diverse backgrounds. So I am from R&D, and initially when I started with Dulux Group, I only knew people from R&D. But when I did the graduate program, I knew people from marketing, from sales, from IT, finance, factory. And these early connections provide a strong support network and, you know, foster a sense of, you know, like we are a team together, like, you know, we are family that endure like throughout the whole program. You know, we talk about things and we learn from each other. And the second thing is the mentorship opportunities. So the program offer like mentorship opportunities with experienced professionals within the Dulux Group. So I am from R&D and my mentor was from supply chain. So I got to learn so much from him. I'm learning about the whole process. Like, it's actually not that easy just to like, you know, send a product to the factory and make it happen. Like, where are we going to get the raw materials? How are we going to do it? You know, how long does it take? And, you know, these mentors provided guidance and shared insights. And it also helped me to navigate the corporate landscape as well, enhancing my professional development. The third thing I would say would be the graduate networking events. So we have like regular virtual networking events. It was a platform where we get to build connections. So one of the best like networking event I attended was we went to a virtual reality like place, and we got to eat pizzas, and not only we got to interact with the people from our own year level, but we also got to interact with the people from the second year and the third year, and then we also got to hear from their, you know, their learnings and their knowledge. And yeah, so it was really great. And the third one would be like the social and community engagement as well. So not only we interact with the people within the Tulux group, but we also get to engage in like social and community activities that were organized by the graduate program. We got to go to like places where we help out other people, like, you know, painting your new classroom or painting your new like medical clinic or something like that, that was organized by our team. And participating in those one really helped, like, you know, strengthen not only personal, but also the professional bond. So yeah, these were some of the key milestones that I remember from my graduate program and how it shaped my career until this day. Yeah.
That's lovely to hear that a lot of the things that are involved in your role or surrounded by like projects, and when working in those big projects, it involves like a big group of people. Mm. And that's how you can build up your connections, and those people turn out to be your biggest support system, and mm-hmm. you get like a lot of mentorship opportunities around that. And I think that's something that's really valuable for fresh graduates as well. And so for recent graduates, what advice would you give for those who are looking to kickstart their careers in the industry?
That is a very, very good question. I recently participated in the Monash University Open Day, and I felt like that was literally the number one question like people kept asking me. So when you got your degree in hand, and you know, the world is your oyster, pretty much. So first thing first, you would need to set your goals, right? Think about where you want to be in your career and create a roadmap to get there. And having that destination in your mind is a key to your journey's success. And you need to build a professional network. Having that professional network is like a treasure hunting. That's how I like to call it. It's all about connecting with your fellow professionals, attending industry events, finding the mentors who can be your guiding stars. And it doesn't have to be just within your company. It could just be like people from different industry. So I graduated in 2016 and I moved to like multiple roles. So I started off with ASOP, and then it's not that easy to find a full-time job right away after you finish with your university, right? So I work as a contractor at like multiple companies. So I work at ExxonMobil, I work at elsewhere, and you just have to be patient. Literally, you just have to be resilient and patient. And then that's when I was lucky to get the full-time job at Tulux Group. It took me almost a year after finishing up university to find a full-time job. So you just have to be patient and just don't give up. And what I also say is personal brand is your calling card. You know, create the online presence that showcases your work, your achievement, networking events, conferences, internships, and entry-level positions. And maybe when you do your internship, you don't get any pay at all. But that's okay. That is absolutely okay. Because after you finish with your internship, if you have that great connection with the employer, they might offer you a full-time job after. So don't say no to those opportunities, you know? Never stop learning. Resilient is your key. Just have to be resilient. And seek for feedback as well. You know, like let's say you finish with your internship, but you unfortunately didn't get a full-time job, just seek for feedback and then see how can you improve your learning, you know, your experiences before you're moving on to the next role. And the most important thing, and this is what I tell the graduates as well when they ask me a question, believe in yourself. Like confidence is your abilities, you know, your wind, your wings, and literally everything. The sky is the limit, right? Because even if you come out with a master's degree, with a PhD, and then you come into a job interview, they start asking you questions and they don't see that confidence coming from you, that would literally set you a few steps back from everyone else that come into the job interview as well. So just believe in yourself and, you know, to those recent graduates, like, embrace this exciting chapter in your life with enthusiasm and determination, because that's what the employers are looking for. They're looking for someone who bring in new energy, someone who bring in determination. So that would be my advice to our, you know, recent graduates. Yeah.
That's some really great advice. Personally, I'm feeling very motivated after hearing that. I especially love the points on resilience, believing in yourself, but also like that roadmap and kind of identifying goals. I feel like a lot of people, you know, they forget about that. You know, what is the end goal? So it's really important to have that. It can give a lot of direction. And yeah, personally, that's really inspired me, and I reckon Helen as well. So
thank you
so much for that advice. You did mention, Jesse, about networking. So often we hear through university networking is emphasized as a career development tool. So how can aspiring formulation scientists effectively network in the industry? So you mentioned internships, but are there any other ways that they can do that? Maybe even attending events. And in addition to that question as well, you kind of mentioned this already, but what benefits does this all offer?
Oh, yeah, sure. I think it is a very good follow-up question from there. So networking is indeed a vital career development tool. And even when I finished up with university, I was like, okay, so how can I make this happen? You know, what are the strategies? And the first thing I did was like the LinkedIn account. It is very, very important to have that, you know, online platform so you can connect with the professionals in the science industry and also keep up to date with the events. When is it happening? So I am attending a Monash University alumni event in the next month. And the reason I know that is because through those sort of online platform. And then that's how you can attend conferences and, you know, seminar and workshops. And then you interact with the people from that industry. And then I say the alumni association. So I think Monash University is also very, very big on this as well. So I say, you know, just reach out to your university alumni network, because they usually have a very strong presence in their respective industries, and they can provide you valuable insights and connections as well. And I also say, like, you know, professional associations and stuff, join the industry specific organization or related to, like, you know, organization related to formulation science, attending their meetings or even just watching things online, like keep up to date with what is happening within that organization. And I would say the benefits of networking is like knowledge exchange. It is so, so important. And that allows you to learn from people's experiences, stay updated with the industry trends, you gain the insights into the best practices or emerging technologies in formulation science. And second bit, which I'm sure will be very, very important to all of our recent graduates, career opportunities. Because when you interact with these, you know, professionals from the industry, it would also help building your personal brand, your reputation, because there's so many graduates out there. Why do they have to hire you? What makes you stand out from, you know, this big group over here? And then mentorship, again, mentorship is very, very important. Collaborative ventures, peer support, personal branding, like all of these things. So I would say online platform would be the number one thing. And then attend all these industry events by checking up to date with all the events when it is happening. And alumni association. So Monash University is also having the employment week coming up very soon, correct? Yeah, so I will be attending this event in November. And again, I'm sure there will be professionals coming from pharmaceutical, from skincare, from paints and coatings, like all other industries. So I strongly encourage our graduates coming to those events. That's where you might meet your future employer. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Like hearing all the networking strategies, it really helped to build up, you know, like the how, like how can you do this? Because a lot of the time when you hear about like networking events or like try to build up our professional connections, but like how can we do that? So you mentioned a lot of good points, like LinkedIn and utilizing those digital platform to show our presence and to also reach out to people in the industry and stay up to date with so many different organizations. And then we can also join, you know, like social events, and then especially those that's relevant to your industry that you're interested in. And that way you can exchange knowledge with other people and never stop learning, as you said before as well.
And it's like, yeah, so I was saying, like, when you're attending those industry events, I also understand that it does take time, you know, out of your normal schedule and stuff. And that was something that I was going through as well. Like, when you finish your university, a lot of the time people already have part-time jobs, right? They need to work. But then if you attend those industry events, you might not be able to, like, do your job. And then, oh, how many do I have to attend? There's so many of them. And it's very hard to, like, balance it out. And I think the only thing that I can mention is you don't have to attend all of them. Literally, let's say if there are like 10 within 1 month, I'm not expecting you to attend all 10 of them. But even if you can attend, like, you know, 3 or 4 of it, at least you get your name out there, right? You get your reputation out there, and then you just keep it up, you know, like, just do it, like, regularly, but consistently. That's what I forgot to mention earlier as well, just in case I say attending all the industry events and people will be like, okay, if they're 10, I'm going to attend all 10 of them. I know it's not easy, you know, you want to balance it out, you know, with your work life and also with your family life as well. But just, like, consistent is key. Like, it's very important, and be resilient is also very important in this whole, like, journey process as well. Sometimes you might be like, why not me? You know, why didn't I get that? Like, why that person get more attention than I do? It could also be because that person has been building their brand for a very, very long time. And you just never know everyone's journey, right? Maybe it also took that person very, very long time to get where they are today as well. So all I can say is focus on your own journey. Just focus on you, and then keep building on you.
I think that's exactly right, like, especially for recent graduates, and we haven't got that much experiences in the industry apart from, you know, like, our professional placement units, which are only, you know, two weeks long. So haven't got that many experiences could make us not feeling as confident when going to those networking events. But then, as you said, like, being consistent, so consistently turn up and consistently do it. And that's like the best way to practice, to get better and to grow your confidence. And then together with being selective of what type of event that we're going to attend, that's going to level up, you know, the networking skills, and slowly help us to build that really solid foundation that help us to get that step into the industry.
Yeah, for sure. And something else that I also used to do, and this is, like, you know, for my own personal experience, before I attend any industry events, I search up who will be there. You know, like, I search up about their company. So, because let's say you start having a conversation with them and they say, hi, I'm from Dulux Group. And then you have no idea what they do or whatsoever. It also not showing a good impression as well. So always do your research before you attend those industry events. You know what they do. You know who's attending. It just gives a very good impression. You know, like, even if me coming in looking for to hire someone, from the graduate people, I'd be like, wow, they really, really did a good research about my company. It shows that enthusiasm, again, like I said, that, you know, positive energy and the determination, and that will show through to our employers. So that's what I used to do, research about the employers that are coming in, about what they do, have a conversation with them and learning about their jobs and about their experiences. And that would literally set you, you know, apart from all of those people over here.
That's exactly right. And I think, like, another point when doing research about the employers or about the company is not just to, you know, like, you're not supposed to know everything about them.
Yeah.
It's also more for yourself to not getting so nervous when having conversation with them.
Exactly. Yeah.
It will then seem like you're just having, like, a very casual conversation with a friend. And and through that very casual conversation, since you have a really decent knowledge about the other person that you're talking to, you can then, you know, like, sort of lead the conversation into the way, the direction that you want to head into.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. And like I said, like, first impression is very important. Like, it is very, very important. So do your research, be resilient, and just be consistent, just keep going.
That has been a very good wrap up for today's conversation. Thank you so much for joining our discussion today. We really love your journey and to be able to share your insights on research and development, how you brought all the ideas into life from, you know, like generating ideas in the very early stages from the concept and then bring the products into market. And it's so fascinating to know that a project is not just like a few months long, but it could go up to like 2 or 5 years long. And to go through all the stages, it's such a memorable experience. And we're so grateful for you to share that today. And we're also very thankful to hear all of your advices, such as like setting goals and how to create a roadmap. And that helps us to lead into the direction and the destination that we want. And also a lot of emphasis on networking and building up the resilience and how to build connections, especially like online connections through LinkedIn social platforms and also through networking events with industry of interest. And so that really helps us to grow and to build up that mindset of like never stop learning and to keep believing in ourselves and what we do. So thank you so much. I'm pretty sure that our audience have gained a lot of insights into how to turn our passion into a profession and then to maintain that work-life balance as well between both worlds. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Helen and Talia. Thanks for having me to be part of this live podcast and sharing my experiences as well. It wasn't, you know, easy, but like I said, you know, consistency is key and be resilient is key. And then you will eventually get where you want to be in life. And as long as you're happy with what you do, you enjoy what you do, that's the most important thing. Like no job can, you know, take over your mental health. That's very, very important. So thank you for having me.
Thanks,
Jesse.
Thank you,
Jesse. Thank you. Sosa Pharma acknowledges the traditional custodians of the various lands throughout Australia on which we connect today and pays respect to elders past, present, and future.